Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to UK Business Morning. Today we've got an intriguing piece of news from the UK government about their efforts to counter the so-called Russian shadow fleet. Let's talk about it. Can you give us a quick overview of what's happening here? I'm curious to know more about the figures they've released.
Absolutely, Alice. The figures show that maritime authorities have confronted 343 vessels between October and June regarding their insurance status. The UK government has been actively challenging these suspected shadow fleet members in the English Channel. It's the first time they've released such data, which gives us a glimpse into their strategy.
Wow, 343 vessels in just that time frame. That's a significant number. So what exactly is the shadow fleet, and why are they a concern for the UK and other Western nations?
The shadow fleet refers to a network of oil tankers that allow Russia to continue exporting oil, particularly to countries like India and China, without adhering to Western sanctions. These vessels often avoid using Western insurance or services, making their ownership hard to trace. As a result, it's challenging to enforce sanctions when these ships breach them.
Right, so these ships are essentially evading Western regulations. How is the UK government addressing this issue?
The UK is using insurance compliance as a tool to pressure these vessels. By challenging them in the English Channel, the authorities aim to make it difficult for these ships to operate in business transactions with other companies. For instance, the crude oil tanker Caecina ignored a demand for its insurance details and was subsequently added to the UK sanctions list.
That's a clever approach. Adding vessels to sanctions lists directly impacts their ability to engage in business, but is this strategy effective?
According to the government, the strategy has been effective in undermining the usefulness of these vessels to Russia's oil export business. However, an anonymous maritime expert suggests that the challenges may not be having much impact on the ships themselves. The expert noted that ships often respond with false information or ignore the questions altogether.
So there's some skepticism about the effectiveness of these challenges. What's the broader context here?
Well, Western insurers are prohibited from providing insurance to tankers carrying Russian oil bought for more than the fixed cap of $60 amps barrel for crude. This has led shadow fleet vessels, some directly controlled by Russian entities, to have inadequate or no insurance, breaching international maritime rules.
So the UK is taking steps to combat this malign activity near their shores, but are there any limitations to this approach?
One limitation is the difficulty in tracing ownership of these shadow fleet vessels, making it hard to enforce sanctions effectively. The expert we mentioned earlier highlighted that the UK's challenges might not be significantly deterring the ships from continuing their operations.
That's a valid concern. Given the challenges, what can the UK and other Western nations do to further disrupt these operations?
They might need to collaborate more closely with international partners to track and sanction these vessels effectively. Additionally, exploring alternative methods to ensure compliance with international maritime rules could be crucial. The UK's efforts are a step in the right direction, but more coordinated action may be necessary.
Right, and this is all part of a broader effort to contain Russia's oil exports and weaken its economy. It's a complex issue, but it's clear the UK is taking it seriously. Lewis, any final thoughts before we wrap up?
Yes, Alice. The UK's approach to challenging these vessels is commendable, but it's essential to remain vigilant and adapt strategies as needed. The shadow fleet remains a significant challenge, and continued international cooperation will be key to addressing it effectively.
Well said, Lewis. That's all for today's episode of UK Business Morning. We'll be back tomorrow with more insights into the business world. Have a great day.
Thanks for joining us. Stay informed and keep an eye on the market.